fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Who you think I am?
All right, let's talk. Who's here? Milkman's here.
What are you saying, my brother, my hermano?
What's up, Milkman? How you doing, bro?
All right, my friend. We're doing really good, man. We feel great to rock this house, this crazy place we call the Madhouse. Hey, and I got a message here from your brother, Mr. Recluse, also. Yeah.
Really?
Johnny Mint.
Where's he at? I don't see him anywhere.
He messaged me, and I'm going to paste it to you, so he's available.
Okay, well, that's good. Good. Good to have him around. He was looking forward to being on. Excuse me, I'm still coughing. Got the bad coughs. Anyway, I see Brandon Vegas and Tucker in here also. What's up, guys?
They are indeed. Hello.
All right. Well, I got a few numbers from Lonesome Loser.
Yeah,
I got a few numbers here from Lonesome Loser. We can call. You guys got anything? Oh, here's something I wanted to do. This is, you know, anybody who's listening. On this Saturday night show, I'm taking the same format with the other ones we've done recently. Was basically we don't do any official show, don't need any official radio banter or official music or this or that or presentation. We're just here. It's like we're all just sitting at a table. Me, Milkman, Tug, Brandon Vegas, anybody.
Go take a nap.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can go ahead and take your shoes off and stuff. You know, we're just here to have a good time and test some stuff out. I'm still coughing a lot.
What are we testing out? We're testing new toys for the Christmas season or what?
Got a new phone on. Got a new phone line installed today. Want to make sure it's working good. I see Reclude's in the house. Reclude, what's
up?
Oh,
okay.
No, cool. I'll play applause still. All right, I still like applause. We'll do the whole applause. You know, we'll do the whole applause thing still every once in a while. But for the most part, it's just us having fun. I said we get a big conference going. You know what I mean? You know how we did that a few months ago, Tuck. You weren't around for that one, but that was me and me and Turd Burglar and Ted just had fun one night. That was like around. It was like August or something. Keep having to... Keep having to go on mute.
Yeah, that was a good show, man. That was hilarious. Everybody at McDonald's was enjoying it.
We don't cough, we don't get off!
McDonald's and...
Yeah.
Yeah, and the corporate organization of Walmart also was...
Walmart and the place called Steak Man. Dude, that was fun. That's a fun prank call, too. Let's listen to that real quick. That song, that prank, rather, is called Hey Steak Man.
There you go. Look here, right. There's your brother there. Yeah. Just showed up in the chat room there, Amano.
That's right. Reclude is in the house. That's good. Reclude, hang on for a moment. I'll have you call in. Let's listen to this first.
Steak Man. Yeah? I got a question for you.
What?
Okay, this is Jeff from Store 263.
This what?
This is a store in Mesa, right?
This is our only location, yeah.
Okay, hang on just a second. I'm going to patch you through, okay?
Can you look like a real mom, man?
Hello?
Hello?
What?
Hello?
Yes, can I help you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, can I help you?
I don't know. You're calling me what?
This is Walmart.
What?
You're calling Walmart.
You're looking for Walmart?
You are calling Walmart.
We're calling a Walmart? Who's calling a Walmart?
Hold on, man. Just one second.
All right. Hey. Why are you giving me a phone? What's that?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is this Walmart?
No, this is not Walmart.
Where is this?
This is Steaks R Us.
Hang on. I'm patching it through. Steaks R Us?
Yes, this is Steaks R Us.
Okay, I'm patching it through.
Hold your customer at Walmart. How can I help you?
I'm here.
I'm sorry, what?
Someone just called me from this number, and,
a business, though.
Oh, you don't know anybody that works here, or?
What is? No, I'm sorry. It's got the wrong number, then.
All right.
Madhouse Radio is live.
It's live up your ass. That's where it is. God, I just had the worst hacking fit. I don't know if my video feed is up on the website, madhouselive.com. /chat, but if you're watching the video,
like green gooby drip on the there.
I'm still recording those videos.
Yeah. I just took my peppermint oil, so
for a moment,
it's flared down a little bit here, but I think I have a little bit more hacking
that'll
to do.
Help a lot there. Yeah.
So if one of you could quickly request a prank call, any of the recent ones, anything else? Milkman, talk. Tuck, what's your favorite Madhouse Live call?
Of recent?
Of
you
recent.
You got Grits Handy? I don't know, that's not recent, but that's of recent, I guess.
I got Grits, baby. Of course I got Grits. I always have Grits.
Put the Grits one on.
Hey,
no,
Grits and
Grits,
right? Sir?
You got it.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to make up your mind or what?
Make up my mind about what?
Is it Grits or is it liquor?
It's Grits.
So I can go in there and get some Grits right now? You got cheese Grits or ham Grits or what?
We got them in the pack. You can buy them and take them home and cook them.
Fuck that shit, man. I want you to make my Grits for me.
We don't make Grits.
Then why you have Grits in your first name?
Yourself.
Asshole.
Why you asking so damn many questions?
Because if I'm going to drive down there and I'm going to not waste my gas, I'll tell you what, gas is expensive there, old boy.
Sure is.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, shit. I think it's false advertising. You say that the first thing you sell is Grits.
I ain't got time to listen to all this bullshit. What you want?
How do you make Grits? If I go down to get a pack of Grits, you eat Grits, fat boy, or what?
Yeah, I eat Grits.
All right. How am I going to make the what? I take this bag of Grits and throw it in some water? How do I do it?
I don't give a damn how you make them. You can do them any way you want to.
You're a fat fucker, aren't you?
No, I ain't fat fucker. I'm a pretty good fucker, though.
What did you just say to me?
I'm a pretty good fucker, though.
How dare you talk to me like that on the phone?
I dare you to talk to me that way.
You just said the F word. I'm just calling for some
Grits. Who the hell is this?
This is Bo.
Who?
Bo Steen.
Bo Steen?
Write it down, you fat fucker. Bo Steen.
How do you know I'm a fat fucker?
Because I can hear it in your big, fat, wally-ass voice.
What can I hear in your wally-ass voice?
You hear
it? I hear a bunch of bullshit. That's what I hear.
I'm going to go down there and make you eat my shit out of my ass.
I got a damn 38 that says you ain't going to make me do a damn.
Oh, I got you on tape threatening me. It's over. You better give me some.
All right. I want to point out two things. Reclu, first of all, I got to switch the line for the toll-free line to the new phone number. My bad, Reclu. Reclute's about to call in here in a moment. Let me go and call it real quick to do that. I'll keep playing this. I want to mention that Milkman, you...
Hey, do you have that one on the line?
Milkman, I just wanted to mention, I'll let you do your comment, but real quick. You just about ruined this prank call originally because you talked over so much of it. You kept interrupting it, and I got so mad at you for like 2 months. I was so mad at you that I would like mute you for like every single prank call because I was able to cut it down to like two comments, but throughout the whole prank call you just hear Milkman saying, "Tell him your name's Walter," and I'm like, "What the fuck? Shut up! I'm doing a prank." Like the original version of it, I think I cut out like 48 seconds worth of Milkman interruptions because like the difference is 437, and the final version here is 326. Actually, that's almost a whole minute worth of stuff that I cut out of.
This is the less improved version.
This is the improved
original version. That you have to get that out. That's
the
better version.
Yeah, right. The one you stepped all over. Yeah.
Free liquor.
I ain't giving you shit.
Well, I'm gonna go down there and give you some. She's gonna punch you in the mouth, you fat redneck. I'm gonna go down there. You're gonna make me some grits, and I'm gonna have sex with you.
How you gonna go down there? I ain't down there. I'm up here.
Cause I'm up here north. I'm in New York.
Oh, who is this?
I told you, my name is Bo Steen.
I don't know Bo Steen.
I'm a good old boy from town, and I'm going to go down there. You're gonna make me some grits.
Which town?
What?
Which town? Well, don't make no change, ring no bell with me.
You're such a cock.
You're a damn lying son of a bitch, too.
You're a stupid cock, and you're a liar.
Hey, if you don't tell me what the hell you want and what you call me.
I want some grits, I said. G-R-E-T-Z.
I told you you could go to the grocery store anywhere and get grits.
Well, I want grits from your place because your place does grits.
I ain't going to say you none. I don't like your attitude.
You don't even know who I am. I'm going to go down there and force you.
Well, I said I didn't know, and I'm fixing to hang up.
You don't need it. You're going to make it for me for free. then I'm going to have anal sex with you.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me.
Yes, I am. You're going to like
you
it,
like
too.
No, you're not.
It's going to be just like when your cousin was in town.
What cousin?
Your cousin, girlfriend, mother, sister, wife.
Who?
Your cousin, boyfriend, mother, sister, wife, cousin.
You can go to hell, too.
You can go to hell, you damn Republican.
Who is
this? This is Bo Steen.
Who
I
is
said.
This?
Bo Steen.
I don't give a damn. I don't know Bo Steen.
Now, what's your name? We lost him.
Richard.
Yes, hi. I was wondering if you'd like to make a donation to the homosexual movement of South Carolina.
What did I just get through telling you?
That you wouldn't make
me... Don't you call back here anymore.
Look, boy, I'm going to have sex...
Don't call me no boy. I ain't no boy.
I'm old enough to be your father, boy.
All right, good deal. Wasn't that fun? That is, to tell you the truth, that's I consider that to be the official, like, the primary in the echelon of the prank calls and madhouse that are up. That's number one always. That's the first one on the MySpace page. So the first thing that plays when you go to our MySpace page is Grits. That's always been known for that Grits prank call is the one that I've found is the most popular among people who don't like prank calls. You know, even they still like it. I've had that a lot, so. Reclude, make sure you're down the right number.
When you asked me, that was just the first thing that popped up in my mind, so that's why I called it out.
Right.
The first thing that popped in my mind.
Yeah, that's that, you know.
Of my ass calls.
Now, hang on, Reclude saying that the phone line's not. Well, I'm ringing through. I don't understand. I'm ringing through to it.
Is you ringing?
I just.
Ding a ding dang down.
I just tested it now. Reclude starting to call in here. Alright, cool. What else can we play here? You know, there's a new Jack Masterson call that I don't think we ever played. This is Jack Orders Pizza.
Play that Queen Mother call, man.
Queen Mother? That's right, Reclude. Yeah. That's Reclude's great. Okay, I got Jack Orders Pizza ready here also.
Stool sample call.
Stool samples are good. That's a trilogy. You know, if you want the whole stool sample, like, saga, you start with I Got a Big Black Gun by Reclude. That's the husband. And then we call back in the stool sample calls, which are basically us calling back, talking to the wife of the guy that Reclude had prank called the week before. and it's fucking hilarious, man. I don't understand, Reclude, what's going on with the phone line, sir. Can someone else test that, Tuck? Oh, well, no, you're on dial-up and Brandon's on dial-up. Milkman, can you call the toll-free line?
I'll call.
Just call the toll-free real quick.
To the 888 number, right?
Yeah, they're 888, yeah.
Okay.
Call that and tell me what's going on here. This is stuff that we need to test out. That's why we're doing a show tonight here, but we're going to, you know, it's not just going to be us going, test, test, you know. Oh, Jesus. All right. Thank you. Well, there, we know something's wrong. Well, let me keep working on it then. I will have to play Jack Orders Pizza.
Mike, one.
Give me a moment here.
One. Check. One.
Okay. There we go.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you speak up a little bit, please?
Hello?
Can you speak up a little bit? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
It sounds a little loud over there. Is it busy?
No.
Okay. Well, it just sounds like there's a lot of noise in the background. Could you maybe ask them to be quiet so I can make my order? Hello?
Nobody is being loud.
Are you sure? Because it sounds a little loud. I hear a radio in the background or something.
No, there's no radio.
No people talking? Loud?
No.
Are you ready for my order?
Yes.
If it's busy, are you going to have the $5 pizza ready?
Yes.
Well, it's busy, right? So how long is it going to take?
It's not busy.
Okay, well, I mean, I can wait like 15, 20 minutes if you need me.
No, it's not busy.
I'm in my cell phone. I'm almost there right now. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, I need a specialty pizza, though.
Okay.
All right. You have an extra large or just you go to large only?
Just large.
All right. And you have at least 5 of the pepperoni available?
What was that?
Do you have at least 5 of the pepperoni pizzas available?
May I ask who this is?
I'm asking if you have at least 5 of the pepperoni pizzas available.
May I ask who this is?
This is Jack Masterson. I'm about 3 minutes away, but it sounds like it's busy, so I'm just making sure that you know.
No, it's just I heard there were a whole bunch of ridiculous type questions being asked, but it's just wanted to know if there's 5 pepperonis up and ready for you.
Why do you have to treat me like I'm an animal?
What's that? I'm sorry?
Why do you have to treat me like I'm an animal?
Sir, do you need 5 pepperonis up and ready?
I'm asking if you have, because it's busy. She said it's busy.
It's not busy. There's nobody in our lobby. Did you need to know if there is 5 pepperonis up or not?
Yeah, and I need to make an order for a special pizza.
All right, could I get your phone number from you, please?
Do you really need my phone number, sir?
Yes, I do. I've got to put your phone number and your name in, and John, if this is you, I'm going to be very frustrated.
All right, fine. It's 360-2.
3-2.
If you look on the caller ID, it's right there, sir.
So real quick interruption here, just an update on the phone line. Reclute is trying to call in on a different line. Apparently, I'm able to get through on it, but no one else is able to.
Or G-Talk?
Do I look at my G-Talk? Let's see here. Milkman, you may need to set it to take out of area calls. That may only be set to your area code. That may be. I don't understand why I changed all of a sudden to do that, but... I'm going to work on that also.
We've had that
issue
before when I tried to call in from my area code and other certain area codes like out of country.
Oh, actually, yeah, you're not able to call from your area code, but it should still... I mean, Reckless should still be able to call. I don't understand what's going on.
I called on my cell phone, and it didn't accept it either. So I'm just thinking the only thing different between the three of us is you're in the right area code.
Well, soon we will have a representative who will call in on the line here. And trust me, my friends... I will get down to the bottom of this situation. In the meantime, I'll keep playing this prank call.
You don't have caller ID?
You want to give me that number again, please?
And we're all going to listen to it live, by the way.
360.
One moment.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. 360.
Are you tracing me?
No, I'm not. 360. I have 360. Anything else for you?
Cool.
Yeah. And the name under this for you?
Jack Masterson.
Jack.
Masterson.
And what can we do for you?
You know, I was a Vietnam veteran, so I got interrogated then.
What can we do for you today? What other pizza other than the pepperonis would you like?
Well, what I was asking the woman was if you have extra large or you want to go.
This is Robbie. How can I help you?
Hi, Robbie there. This is Carlos, and I'm having trouble with my toll-free line, and I was hoping that you would be willing and able to help me out, sir.
Okay, I can do my best. Toll-free
number. The toll-free line is 888-278-8509.
Sorry,
I'm sorry, 8509, sir.
Aww, that's not fair.
Okay. What problems do you have?
Well, my people are reporting that they're trying to call and they get a very interesting message which says that it says the number is invalid. And I'm able to call it from my local area code, but no one else from out here. And I literally just changed the ring to number because I have a new number here in my studio. So it's not ringing through, and we were hoping to have some type of resolution. Thank you.
Where are the calls coming in from? Where are they originally from?
There's one coming from Columbus, Ohio, and the other one from the Virgin Islands. How are you, sir? You doing good?
I'm doing great, yeah.
Oh, good, good. It's good that we're both doing good. Thank you.
Okay, so it looks like you have just blocked calls on here.
I have blocked calls?
Just for British Columbia.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
Not getting any calls from there, are you?
Yeah, we definitely do not accept calls from British Columbia. Never again.
Okay.
It was a horrible thing that happened once here and one night, and we said, British Columbia, no. That's it. And we blocked them. I had my associate do that, yes.
Okay, this is the number. Is that your cell phone or landline? It is now going to a brand new landline which has been changed to a different phone number. It's saying that the number is invalid.
The 888 number?
Yes, the 888, the toll-free number, yes.
Okay, and the 407 number's working fine?
The 407, yes, it's definitely working fine. I have tested it myself, yes.
Okay, I'm just going to test the 888 number just see what happens.
Okay, well, good luck. Thank you.
All right, he's testing it, everybody. Here we go. This is a very positive gentleman.
Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3.
We'll see if it rings. I hope this isn't boring, people.
No.
We need.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, so I'm getting the same message. The number is invalid.
Oh man, what happened then? Yeah, we've been using this number for years now.
Abort.
Yeah, is the 407 number a good number to reach on?
Sure, yeah. Well, that might be a little busy. Well, let me give you a different number to reach me at.
Okay.
All right, hang on just a moment here, please. Let me get that for you.
Hang on, people.
Large pizza.
No, we just have large and smalls.
How many inches is
large? Large is 14 inches. It's got 10 slices.
Is it the same size?
Okay. All right. Now, someone is reminding me here that I'm supposed to ask you for a ticket number or something.
For a ticket number?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Can I just
go
the ticket and then I give you the number?
Yeah, I'm not going to make you go through that. You know, I mean, I trust you. What's your name?
Robbie.
All right, Robbie. Let me tell you what, you know, thank you very much. I will talk to you soon.
Okay.
And,
Are you on Pacific time?
No, I'm an Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
But
what is the latest I can call you on this?
You can call me until 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
All right.
Within the hour.
All right, well, hey, you know, I'm sorry to bother you.
Oh, it's not a problem.
You know, It's bad. It's a bad thing. I'm sorry to bother you, sir. I'm very sorry. And thank you. And I'm sorry to bother you. I'm very sorry. Thank you. And I'll talk to you soon. And I'm very sorry to bother you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope he understands that I'm sorry to bother him. I don't know if he did. All right, good. Let's listen to the rest of this prank call. So there's the story now. Now we can just sit here and be grumpy, because now Reclu can still call. I'm going to give Reclu the non-toll free line, but no one else can call in. Only VIPs tonight. Ha. Huh.
So it's pepperonis.
That means Tuck isn't allowed to call in.
It is.
Oh yeah, well, get ready for my order.
I'm sorry. What was that?
I say shut up and get ready for my order. I had a run at the end.
Hello?
Hello, I'd like to make an order, please.
Okay.
Alright. I like 5 of your finest pepperoni.
First, I have to get your phone number and your name.
360.
Okay. And your name?
My name is...
your name Jack?
Jack Rasmussen, yes.
And what can I get for you?
I need to have 5 pepperoni pizzas ready for me when I come in. In about 5 minutes.
Okay, there is right now only 4 pepperoni pizzas.
The guy said there was 5. He promised me.
Yeah, there's gonna be 5 in like 2 seconds, sir, but if you don't get in before someone else, we can't save a hot and ready pizza for you.
Well, I'm doing call ahead seating.
Okay, just 1 second.
Can he call in and order a 5 pepperoni so he makes sure they're here when he gets here?
No. He can't call it in.
They're hungry ready. They're always ready.
Call it in makes us get it ready.
We will make sure that there's five.
Where does it say on the paper that I can't call it in? It doesn't say force.
No, you're reclude.
I'm sorry, but this line is invalid.
Oh, what a bunch of shit. Did you hear them? Him passing the buck? Passing the buck. Fucking
what's
bullshit.
What's up there? You got Mexicans working on the line?
Yeah, I got a team of the finest Mexicans in California working on this stupid line.
Yeah, that's basically,
yeah.
The finest Mexicans will be broads that do nothing but suck dick.
Yeah, exactly, just sit around sucking dick.
Alright.
Chicken head ladies. Yeah, so I'm just, just having fun here, just playing some calls and hoping to make some prank calls now. You're on the line here.
Fuck yeah, let's do it. I got a little scene going on tonight.
Oh, what kind of scene?
It's the one fucking broad. It's her birthday. She keeps on fucking texting me and shit.
Okay. She coming
it's pretty hot broad.
She coming by?
No, she'll come by after the bar, but...
So, I
gotta go down there. It's a band I got hooked up with Lance. She's fucking all these tags along with them, and I kind of blew her off a couple of times because she's one of those girls that you blow off and then they want your cock more, which makes... no fucking sense.
That's just how women are. They hop.
It's just
like
you got. I mean, it's like I spent a long time trying to figure it out, and then like I just stopped trying to figure it out and just went with it. You know what I mean? It's just one of those stupid ass things.
Well,
whatever.
Well, I hope it works out for you, Rick. Later.
Hey, oh, I will. Trust me.
All right. I'm gonna shoot you some shit here, and you tell me what sounds good. I got Jumping Catfish, Redneck Grill. The Dead called Redneck Grill once.
Dead. Yeah, where's that fucker at? Tell him to call in.
Yeah, he's online. I'll send him another message, let him know that he's...
Oh, yeah, suspected. Let that fucker come on.
Yeah.
I saw his video. That shit was disturbing.
He's got a lot more of them, too. He's got some where he's drinking.
I gotta go look at all his...
Yeah.
It felt kind of bad. I was like, oh, jeez.
Yeah, well, hey, he's throwing himself out there. Zolar got him to start doing them once. To get
what?
Zolar wanted him to try to get him on the Howard Stern show. And he told him to record himself on YouTube. You know, so there's a bunch of stuff like him drinking like vodka straight out of the bottle and stuff like that. It's pretty funny stuff.
That is funny. Yeah, I see them. Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, they're not up anymore.
They're not up anymore. Oh, damn. Well, never mind. They've been pulled by YouTube, apparently, for copyright
stuff.
What? I don't know. I guess the Dead took them down, probably.
No, I think
the Dead took them down, apparently.
What?
Those are out there somewhere still. I know somebody's got to have those videos still.
There's one on fucking your site.
Yeah, that's the one that that's the last one he posted. That's one of his official ones. Well, I'm talking about the old ones are good. Who was the big bopper? Your music? Who the hell was that? Some guy that died in a plane crash, right?
Oh, this fucking guy who was like Chantilly Lace. That's what he had that one hit wonder.
Chantilly Lace, good face.
You ever heard that song?
Yeah.
Oh God! All right, I'm gonna do an impression. And it's probably gonna get fucking recorded. Everything in this goddamn show gets. I mean, I understand, but. I just gotta watch myself.
Yeah, you gotta watch yourself. Well, you know, when you said that, let's not mention it again, but on that episode, I was thinking, like, damn, he really said that on the air. Maybe I should cut it out.
And that one fucker's like, yeah, I got it.
And that kid's like your biggest fan. He's like, yeah, okay. I'll listen to all your stuff.
Dude, that interesting note. That chick's sister's been texting me off the fucking hook the last two nights.
Wow. She younger?
Than me.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, she's like, what, 20-something?
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, she's of, you know, decent. But, yeah, I punked her out a couple times, and she's back, so.
She's going.
Well, it's a little weird. I don't know. I don't even want to go into it. But anyways, okay, so the song is like, it goes, oh, baby, you know what I like. It's a fucking gay-ass song. It's one of the worst songs I've ever heard, but it's a big hit in the 50s.
Okay, all right.
It's like Chantilly Lace. It's fucking gay.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Why? Where'd you hear that at?
No, there's a place called the Big Bopper Drive-In. I thought it'd be funner to call it.
Oh, yeah, dude, let's do it.
All right, this is in California. The Big Bopper Drive-In.
This is going to be corny, just to let you know. You might fucking vomit, audience, because it's a bunch of corny as fuck.
All right, well, whatever.
Take it for a ride.
We'll be right back, folks.
What?
You're taking me for a ride. Tell him that he's taking me, that I said he's taking me for a ride.
Who's he, sir?
The manager man that's back there saying...
He's not here. He's gone, actually. He just clocked off and left.
Well, whoever the other guy is who thinks he's making you say these bad things to me. Tell him that I said that he's taking me for a ride.
Are you prank calling us or something?
Excuse me, ma'am. I was in Vietnam. I would never, ever do it. You know what they did to me? You know what they did to me? They put cuts in my belly, and they didn't let it with any antiseptic on it.
No, he's saying that you need to shut your mouth.
Hello? I didn't say you need to shut your mouth. I said...
Okay, sir, just calm down, all right.
I didn't say she's lying. I said you're taking me for a ride.
All right. You wanted 5 pepperonis?
Yeah, but you promised me that they'd be there, and then now she said there's only 4, too bad. And then she said that I told you to shut. I didn't say that.
That's all right, sir. It's all good. Okay, you wanted 5 pepperonis, right?
Did you clock out already?
This is the manager.
No, but if you clocked out, no, you don't have to. It's okay. Put her back on because you clocked out. It's okay.
All right. One moment.
All right.
Are you kidding me? Give it to me. You right.
Hello?
Look.
Hi.
When people clock out for the night, you don't make him go back on the phone to work, okay? Because that's illegal. Because he's not being compensated for the
phone's doing some shit again.
Hello?
Hello, baby. How are you doing tonight?
I don't know. Who's this?
This is the Big Papa.
The what?
The Big Papa, baby. I got something to sing for you. Are you ready?
Sure.
Chantilly lace on a pretty face, and of course the hell are hanging down. Hey! All right.
Okay.
This is a fucking wormhole.
Back you down.
That was
fucking
down. I wonder how many times she gets that.
Was that obviously was not a drive-in.
I don't know what the hell that was. This phone keeps making a buzz, man.
There, bro.
Piece of shit. Fuck, I need a new phone now.
Well, fucking let's give it a couple good last whacks.
No, I did. I just gave it a good one. I put it on mute to save your ears, and it's coming through good now. But I gotta watch when I hit the buttons.
Oh, yeah, well, you know what I'm saying. Well, let's do it, you know what I'm saying. Let's
go. Oh, you're talking about, we're good. No, fuck that. We're gonna do some pranks here.
All right, so what else we got there?
All right, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna,
is the duct tape holding?
The duct tape, you know, Tuxan is a duct tape holding, and actually does have duct tape. The line does have duct tape on it. Maybe that's what the problem is.
between the wall and the phone.
Oh, shit.
You see those?
Yeah, there we go. There's a bunch of them.
All right, you tell me what you want, and I'll dial it. This is a better
okay,
idea.
Okay, redneck woman answered. Okay, redneck grill.
Yeah, that's the one.
Let's call redneck grill. I feel like being a hillbilly.
Okay, so as I said, the dead's called this one. Let me cue that up here.
The dead called it.
Yeah, he's called it before.
Hello, this is...
the redneck saloon, yeah, here it
your
is.
Your redneck motherfucker.
This is the redneck motherfucker guy. All right, here is the dead, and...
I'm going to call redneck. As the dead. No, I'm not going to.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I will, actually.
That's funny.
A liquor saloon or a hair saloon? Redneck. Oh, redneck. Yes.
Redneck.
Hi, baby. I was over there, like, half an hour ago, and people were hitting on me, and I told them I was, you know, I'm a female, and they were very rude at me, and I'm gonna file a complaint. I'm with my lawyer right now.
Where did you go, honey? You didn't come here.
Yeah, I came over there.
You didn't come over here to Rednecks.
Hello.
Tom, can
where
you
were
talk
you at?
To her for a minute?
Hang Tom, on a second. Hang on, please.
I know you're on a freeway with me.
Hey, guys. How you doing? This
is all right, you there, sir?
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on?
Hi, I just tested the ring two number.
Yes.
And that actually seems to be the problem.
I'm sorry, what seems to be the problem?
The ring two number, 47371.
Okay, yeah, what's wrong with that one? Is that
that's what's giving us the message on here, and it's not the problem with the 800 number, it's that line.
It's that line that's doing it. Okay, I see.
So I don't know if this is, do you want to just confirm me that number that's on here?
You know what I think it is? You know, that's a new line, so I think that new line is not completely, it's not routing 100% yet. It was literally installed today. I think it just is not routing outside of the 407 area code just yet.
Okay.
For inbound. It'll probably take a few days, so just go ahead and close out the ticket.
And if by the middle of next week it's not working, I'll call back and I'll call them. Just leave it. I'll leave it like it is, and I'll take care of it. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir.
Bye.
And I'm sorry to bother you.
No problem.
I'm very sorry to have bothered you. Thank you, and I'm sorry I bothered you.
It's okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. You see, I told you. I told you it wasn't his fault the whole time.
It wasn't their fault the whole time, Reclude. You didn't get to hear. You didn't get to hear that I had the phone on me. My bad. I'm sorry. I was calling that. I got a call back from the toll free line people. I put it on the air, and I meant for you to hear it, but you didn't hear it. Anyway, I'm dialing that Redneck Saloon now. My bad, okay? Just don't go anywhere. Sorry about that. I had to take a call. I had to find out what was going on.
Oh, that's fine. Sorry, an hour, or what's up?
It's going to be a few days, probably, so.
Oh, fuck.
I know, whatever. It'll be up by Thursday. Hang on, don't go anywhere, man. Sorry about that. Sorry to put you on hold for so long.
Oh, don't worry about it.
All right, then.
Yes, it is.
I let my slow friend out of the cage, and he went down there, and now you got to screw him all up.
Well, first of all, that's not true. Your friend was not here.
He's not there.
Your friend was never here.
He was.
I was over there. They were making fun of me because I was a shemale, and they were very rude at me. And
all right, finally, here we go.
Hello, babe.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, woman?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right, wonderful. What kind of things you got for takeout tonight?
Hold on. Let me find Kelly.
Kelly, Kelly.
Watch this when we go.
Kelly.
I'm noticing here.
Hello?
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 Yes, hello.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
Oh, sorry about that, honey.
That's all right.
So what you got going on down there?
Not a lot.
You got like a band down there, some jukebox?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, the thing is, I want to order some food, but I just wasn't sure what. I've never been down there. I want to see what y'all got. I got my brother, he's got a little bit of the cerebral palsy. He likes to do things himself, so he wants to put in an order, if that's all right.
Okay.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me get him.
Okay.
Hello?
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 Uh-huh.
Hello, this is Peter.
Peter?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, what kind of specials do you have?
We don't have any specials at night time.
Okay.
We just have the menu.
Okay. What are sandwiches?
Hamburger, cheeseburger.
Okay, do you make the medium rare?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I will have two of those.
Cheeseburger or hamburger?
You sound very cute.
I'm not.
Oh, you're not?
No.
I don't get much action around here.
You don't?
Maybe we can get a date together.
Well, I don't know.
Do you like the rodeos?
Do I like the rodeo?
Yes.
I like to go watch them, yeah.
Yes, I am in Special Olympics rodeos.
Really?
You can come down and see me. I ride my wheelchair in circles.
Really?
And we get medals, so I could take you for a date. I buy you a cowgirl outfit.
Well, we'll have to see about that.
All right. I give you a ride. You never forget.
I bet you would.
All right. So can I buy you a drink down there? Do you have handicap access?
No, we don't, but we'll get you in.
Okay, well, you
pick... There's enough guys here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you say? You busy on Sunday night?
Sunday night? Yeah, I am, kind
of. Well,
I got tickets to rodeo 2 weeks.
Well, I have a fiance.
Okay, well, you know, I can't steal the deal anyway. So, you know, it's just fun, you know, like Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Uh-huh.
You know, you make a wish come true.
Right.
I'm 22, but I never had
You're
a
22.
Wish come true.
You haven't?
No.
Well, that's kind of sad.
That's all right. You know, I think your guy understand.
Yeah.
Just tell him
you
for charity.
So?
For charity's sake.
Maybe so. We'll have to talk to him about it.
Okay, we talk together.
Okay.
Okay, I'd be down there. Do people get angry?
Uh-huh. No, they won't
if
get...
If I come down there and spin my wheelchair?
No, they won't get mad.
We have a good time. What music do you play down there?
That's right. A little bit of everything.
I am black. Is that a problem?
You're black?
Yes.
No, that's not a problem.
Okay, I'm Jewish, too.
Who is this?
This is Peter.
This is not a joke?
No. Why are you laughing at me?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Make me
I'm
feel
sorry
bad.
I'm sorry. You come down here, and I'll make you feel good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be right down.
Okay.
Okay, what's your name again?
My name is Kelly.
All right, Kelly. I give you a ride. You'll never forget.
Okay, I'm
One
waiting.
1 hour.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You
can
right,
leave
wait.
Your fiance for me, maybe.
Well, you never
once
know.
You,
I might.
Once you go Jew black, you'll never go back.
We'll have to see about that then.
All right. You better tell him. Break it off. All right, I talk to you soon, babies.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, she just wanted to talk and talk, that lady.
Dude, I got the dad, man. The dad should go down there, man.
Yeah, that was, that, yeah, he's telling you. The dad could get some right now. She's
he's like, he's going to be pissed if he hears that.
To place a call, press 1.
I just told him. I just told him that we did that, and he's like, I'm tired. He's just at me. Oh, man.
He's tired, yeah. Just probably drinking and doing painkillers.
Yeah, exactly. I'm tired. No. Poor guy.
That's funny, you know. That wasn't a bad prank.
No, it was good. It was good stuff.
I could have taken it. Dude, that yeah. bitch was like, man, she was like, I don't know, man. I was smooth talking at home.
Yeah, she's like, I'm engaged, but she was actually thinking about it for a little while. It was
like a guy with a black Jew with cerebral palsy.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's
maybe she wants something new.
Maybe. She wants to go for something like that. She wants the easy lay. Apparently. And then she's like,
oh, my God, I should have said, hey.
She said she wasn't attractive, too, remember? She's like, no, I'm not. Like, at the beginning of it. So
she probably she wasn't attractive, hey.
She's probably got, like, really big thighs. And, like, a wart.
Big.
A wart
big
on her hand.
Big thighs.
Yeah, big thighs. All
right. She probably does. Hey, that black Jew cog could get right through that.
That's right. Need to plow I'll right be- through it. Black Jew. Like Sammy Davis Jr.
All right. See what else we got. Let me go through the...
Black Jew cog.
Let me see here.
I got Samurai Comics just came in here also.
Samurai Comics.
Yeah.
Where's that at? Are they open?
I just updated you with them right there. Samurai Comics is open. They're in Phoenix.
Yeah, that might be open till like 9.
Yeah, well, on Saturdays, the dorks, they usually get together and play some card games or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, fuck
like,
yeah,
like
let's do it.
Magic and stuff. Yeah, they're probably doing something. I guarantee you anything. Bless you. All right, hang on. Here comes that. Let me get a song here.
It's the big tournament thing.
Yeah, bitch.
Hello. Yeah.
All right, now you
people are answering. These people need to answer.
What the fuck is that? These people need to answer.
Hello.
Damn it.
Hello.
All right, you ready to do another one here? Because that one obviously... Rocking Horse Dance Barn? Hey!
What?
The phone is interrupting our game plan.
Really? Like, what is it, Hillbilly Night?
I don't know. Rocking Horse Dance... Chucky's?
Nestle Toll House Cafe. Maybe we can turn that into something.
Let's try that, yes.
Frisco... Yeah, let's do it.
Frisco. All right. Here goes Frisco, everybody.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah!
So how may I help you?
Yeah, well, is this the Toll House?
Yes, this is.
Who is this? Is this the Toll House?
Yes, sir.
The cookie shop. All right, what's going on, buddy? What's your name?
Narciso.
Narciso?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here. What's that?
Who I'm talking to?
Oh, this is Ralphie. Listen, Ralphie? I got a special request, all right? So, I'm going down to the Toll House Cafe. What time are you open till?
When, sir?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Already.
You closed already? Okay, listen. What about tomorrow afternoon? When are you guys open?
No, tomorrow we want to be closed for Easter.
You got to be kidding me. Okay,
no,
what? All right, listen. What about, all right, Tuesday
Monday?
Night?
Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Are you sure you know what you are talking to?
Yeah, Toll House Cafe, right?
No, Toll House Cookie Cake.
Yeah, Cookie Cake. Yeah, you guys got tables in there?
We are here at the mall.
Yeah.
And Frisco Mall.
Yes.
And we open 10 to 9 o'clock.
Yeah. You guys got tables there where you can eat the cookies?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's what I need you.
Right in front of the store?
Okay, listen to me. Here's what we need. I pay you $20. What it is, I got a girl coming down. She's coming down from Oklahoma City.
Oh, from Oklahoma.
Yes. Because I can't get too many girls around here because I play the magic cards and I'm on the computer a lot. But, so I met this girl. She's kind of big, but she likes Toll House cookies, right?
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking, man, I'll pay you $20 and you wear like a suit and you come over here and serve us your cookies, you know what I'm saying? You say, and you act like I come there all the time and you say, hey, Mr. Ralphie, you got a cookie here. And you know what I'm saying? You put it on a silver, like, plate.
No, I'm sorry, sir, but I cannot do that.
But I bring the plate, you know what I'm saying? You say, hey, it's Ralphie, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Mr. It's Ralphie Randall. It's my name. So you say, hey, Mr. Randall, we're glad to see you again. And you know what I mean? And then you serve me the cookie, and you know what I'm saying? We have candlelight. We'll come there like 8:30.
Yes, sir, but I'm not allowed to do that.
No, come on, man.
You can find somebody else. Sir,
this is Ralphie,
sir.
Man. This is Ralphie. Come on, man.
I'm sorry.
Come on, guys.
Maybe if you're going to make up another phone call Monday morning.
Frank and Beats.
Well, you got a bunch of Indians over there. That's crazy.
You got Frank and Beats?
That's a joke, right, sir?
What?
That's a joke.
I don't know what's going on. I hear a bunch of Indians jumping around, hooping and hollering. But anyways, I just want to cook, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to impress this girl. You know, I'll pay you $30. You know what I'm saying? Money is no object.
No, sir. If you like, you can make another phone call Monday morning.
Okay. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Maybe you can find some other employee to do that.
Oh, yeah. But I'm telling you, man, I need you, man. You sound like good. You know what I'm saying? I pay you good money. You know what I'm saying? I know you probably... Are you manager over there?
No, not yet, sir.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. After you do this, I'll make a call to your superiors and make sure you got a nice little upgrade.
He will be here Monday morning, sir.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, do the American dream, you know what I mean? Just trying to get a girl, you know what I mean, and then impress her.
Uh-huh.
So I just want you guys to say, hey, Mr. Randall,
You know, we're appreciative to have you here, and we see you all the time. And this is a beautiful woman you're with. Where did you find her at? And I'm going to say, well, you know what I'm saying? It's like she's the first. You know, I have beautiful women come here all the time and eat cookies with me, man. So, you know what I mean? I mean,
yeah,
that's...
So,
you know what I mean? I mean, that's what I'm trying to convey, that I'm a playboy.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man,
sir.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. I'm going to come down and, you know what I'm saying, give you a nice tip and stuff, because you really understand where I'm coming from, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, man. I appreciate it, man.
Okay, have a good night, sir.
Oh, you too, man. Vamos.
I'm sorry. Where to go? The clock is already closed, but if you want to make another phone call on Monday morning, you can find some other employee or even the manager.
Oh, yeah, man. That's crazy, man. I tell you, I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, sir. Have a good night.
Hey, vamos.
I gotta go. They're closing the store already.
Okay, man. All right.
Sorry.
Good.
Okay, bye.
Good.
That's an awesome character, man.
I don't even know what the fuck I was doing.
Interesting idea.
Ralphie Randall.
Yeah, Hollywood says it sounded like Tommy Chong. I thought, who did I think it sounded
like?
Oh,
you know what?
It sounded like the guy from Half Baked and the guy that did Goat Boy on Saturday Night Live.
Jim Brewer.
Jim Brewer. Yeah, it sounded
Jim
like
Brewer.
It sounded like a retarded Jim Brewer.
I was trying to do it was a combination. I know what he's talking about. There was a Cheech and Chong album called Get Out of My Room.
Okay.
Where they had this, like, dorm radio where there was a guy that spit in the mic.
Oh, really?
It was, like, Cheech was playing it. I started doing, like, the Bob Hope voice, too.
The Bob Hope voice.
You know, he's going, hey, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We, like, went down in his, like, deep voice.
Yeah, like a moment of clarity.
Hey, man, you know, really. Yeah. I like Shady, really, man. Like...
like a moment of clarity. It just starts really low, like, oh, shit. Dude.
The guy was, like, into it. I don't know where I come up with this stupid-ass shit. I'm fucking retarded. All right, one more. Let's give it one more good chant, and then I'm going to go see about them fucking puss.
Them broads. All right. Well, you got the same numbers I got. What do you
think? Let me see what we got up here.
Look,
I was trying to find one on Craigslist. I couldn't find anything.
Yeah, I need to start putting up some Craigslist ads.
Oh, dude, you need to start putting up some, like, I mean, I'm talking about for, like, trannies, just for, like, fucked up people.
Yeah.
Like, scat fiends, just anybody.
Oh, scat fiends.
You know what I mean? You just call them up and get them real sick. What I would do, personally, is I would get them online and be like, you know, you're a sick fuck.
Right.
I don't know why you're talking about this. You're a sick motherfucker. You should be in prison.
Yeah, or, I don't know, just a weird, you know, like the classic prank, pranks from the Jerky Boys where they just put shit for sale, and people call.
Yeah,
they
have people call in.
Yeah, yeah, like the lawnmowers, you know, and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
that's just pretty funny.
Yeah.
Nestle Toll House Cafe. All right, Chucky's, that sounds retarded. Let me see here. I mean, it probably would be good, but.
Jumping Catfish, I wonder if they're black there. Probably not, that'd be funny.
Shit. I'm sure with those catfish, there's probably black people.
You'll be catfish here.
I don't know. Anyways, let me see here. Let me go through the little list here. Okay, we got...
Cousin Vinny's Cafe.
Vinny's Cafe.
Cousin
Chucky's,
Vinny's.
Nestle Towels. Rock and Horse Dance Barn. I want to use the same character. I like that.
Yeah,
I like the guy with the... I want to call, like, everywhere like that.
Yeah.
But I say, like, I got a date. Like, I don't know why. It just seems like, you know, a guy like that does... A guy like that doesn't get a date that often.
Yeah.
Dude, where's my video? What kind of fucking stupid-ass name of the place is that?
Yeah,
we gotta call that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Dude, where's my video? That's so gay.
Hollywood says that most restaurants, Chinese restaurants in New Orleans, are owned by black people. Interesting.
Really?
Yeah, I'll have to look into that. All right, well, so here we go.
Nice.
Dude, where's my video? That's what we're doing here. All right, let me,
Well, it's you, man.
Dude, where's my video?
Hey, how's it going, man? What time are you guys opening tonight?
We're going to be open until 10 o'clock tonight.
Okay, listen, I got a little situation here. I want to see if you can help me out with it. Alright. Like, I'm gonna say, like, right now, like, what video I want. Cause I got this girl I'm trying to impress, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of a lonesome loser myself. You ever heard that song? I can't remember which by. But basically, like, I want you to get, like, a video and then be like, I'm gonna come in with the girl, and then basically we say, oh, hello, Mr. Richards, and here's the video. We're glad to see you again. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying, just act like I'm really important.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, and I'll give you extra money.
Hold on a second, okay, bud?
Okay, no problem.
This is good.
See what movie I want to get. Sleepless in Seattle.
Predator. Sleepless in Seattle.
Hello.
Hello.
So what were you saying?
Yeah. About? Okay. Here's what's gonna happen, right? I got this chick. Her name is Francie. And my name's Richie. All right. Richie Randalls. And basically, what's gonna happen is I'm gonna bring this girl in, right? And she's not too pretty, but I don't get much these days. So I want to bring her in. And, like, I want you to put aside, you guys have Sleepless in Seattle?
Nope, don't have it.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, what kind of romantic films do you have? Like, maybe Casablanca? Or maybe Gone with the Wind? Nah, she don't like that. Maybe something newer?
hold on a second.
Go ahead. I think he forgot about us. Jeez. You know, this is ridiculous, man.
I have to give up.
I just try to, you know, make an honest living and have a girlfriend. You know, I work hard. I mean, I think this guy's pulling the wool on us. Oh, man.
All right, I'm clearing it. It was fun while it lasted. That could have gone so much better.
Yeah, he knew it was up, dude.
Yeah. He thought it was funny, though. He was just playing with it at first. Yeah, he was just trying to hang in there.
He knew it was a prank. He was like, them Cali motherfuckers. See, you get a state like that where people that's like, you know what I'm saying, they're a little more hip to shit.
Hip to shit.
You know what I mean? Like, you call a hillbilly place, they won't fucking know.
Nope.
You know what I mean? You call a hillbilly just real ghetto place, they're not gonna fucking know a difference.
No.
But anyways, alright.
This guy's learned. He's a video guy. He probably watches documentaries and shit like that.
Yeah.
Those movie dorks guys, you know?
Alright, let's do one more, and then I gotta hit the road here, if
okay.
That's cool with you.
You wanna do that Nestle Toll House Cafe? Or did we do that one already?
No, that's the one where I...
Yeah,
yeah,
we did that one. What was the other one we were talking about here? Jumpin' Catfish, I think, right?
Rockin' Horse Dance Barn.
Okay.
Let's try that.
Okay. I like that name, too. It's a good name.
Yeah, it's absolutely hillbilly retarded in the same fucking phrase.
Richie Randall. That's
Richie Randall. There we go. New character.
Richie Randall. All right. Hang on, everybody. More Richie Randall. Sorry, Reckler. Sorry. I could try one more time. But
yeah, let's try one more time.
You right if I try the monkey bar instead? Because I think it might be that number.
Where?
The number. The monkey bar. Oh, that's the new one I got here. The monkey bar in Seattle. A girl named Sarah answered there.
Okay.
All right. Or we could try, actually, Chucky's, I tried too, and it wasn't working, which is weird. All right, I'll call him the Monkey Bar instead. Like,
yeah.
Let's see if this works. And then we get away from the Two Live Crew I was just playing. People get confused. Like,
which song?
Come On, Babe.
Come On, Babe.
Yeah, that's off that the one that got banned.
No, I know. Shit, I know. Yeah. I listened to the album more times than you would imagine.
Oh, yeah, that was an awesome album when it came out, like, in 89.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I still listen. I bought it off iTunes the other day. I was listening to it. I was like, you know what?
All they rapped about was, like, fucking women, and they had, like all porno stuff in the background.
I know. I'll tell you what, though. That shit, despite all the hype,
yeah,
like, that was one of the funniest fucking things. I listened to it and fucking laughed, like, Dick Almighty and all that
Dick
shit.
Dick Almighty, I play that all the time. They said, what the fuck is your name, motherfucker?
You know? Long Rod. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Fuck Frank.
Stiff Peter. I'm going to play that now, as a matter of fact. All right. All right. Here we go. Hang on. Monkey Bar coming up.
All right. Stiff Frank. Stiff Peter.
Stiff Peter. Stiff Peter. Stiff Monkey Bar, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Yeah, how you doing, Sarah?
Okay.
Here's what the idea is. Okay, I'm like 23, and I don't get many girls, but this girl named Francine is about to come down, and we want to know, like, you guys got a table with candlelight? You guys got a DJ down there?
What was that?
You guys got a DJ down there, or how do you work it?
We have live music tonight.
Okay, well, here's the deal, right? I got $100 plus a money for drinks. So I was wondering if I could pay you people, you know what I'm saying, to make believe that I'm like a star down there. Because I told this girl that I come there all the time, and people treat me like really important. So
I don't think we do anything like that.
But, you know, I got money. You would just pull me up on stage and be like, here's the man of the hour. It's Richie Randall.
You probably want to come here later when the bands are here and see if they'd...
Richie Randall. But, you know what I'm saying, can you say something like, you know, do you bartend?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what I'm saying? Say, I'll pay you on the side, but can you say, hey, here's a drink
but
on the house?
I'm just not going to, like, I don't feel comfortable doing anything like that.
Oh,
so
come on, just trying to help
sorry.
A guy out.
I just don't feel comfortable doing it.
You know what I mean?
Sorry.
Just I'll pay you on the side and say, hey,
yeah.
Here you go. This is on the house. It's for Richie Randall.
I don't know. You
Randall.
Might want to try it. I'm sorry. I don't feel comfortable doing that.
Do you mind if I talk to another bartender? This is really important to me. I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable, but it's really important to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't get many girls, and I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying, make the romance happen. I mean, I'm a nice guy.
Hold on just one moment.
You know what I mean?
George, did you like taking this call at all?
What?
He's unavailable. I'm the only one on shift right now.
Oh, come on, Sarah.
I just...
You know what I mean? I mean, money's no object, as long as it's less than 150. You know what I mean? I mean, you could just say, hey, he's a nice guy. Just put in, like, I'll go to the bathroom and you just put in a good word for me.
Well, I mean, that's fine. I'm not going to take any kind of money. I'm not going to do anything like that.
Okay, well, so. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? Put a good word in for me. I just say, he's a special guy.
Totally.
And you know what I'm saying? I'll give you money. I mean, I'm not saying pay you, but I'll buy a drink.
Hold
you
on just one moment. I'm
okay.
I'm going to pass the phone on to Anita. Here you go.
Hi,
okay.
This is Anita.
Hello?
Hi, this is Anita.
Oh, how are you doing there? Are you a bartender?
No, I own the place. What do you want?
Oh, wonderful. Okay, well, here's the deal, right?
Yeah.
I got this girl, Francine, right, and I'm trying to impress her.
Uh-huh.
So what I was going to do is I was going to get a drink on the side, like pay for a drink. I'm 23, so there's no problem with IDs or anything. But So what... Basically, what I want to happen is I'll buy a drink on the side, but she's not going to know about it.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, the bartender comes over and says, hey, you know, here's a drink for Richie Randall. He's a great guy, and it's on the house.
Okay.
You know,
or
I mean,
from, him.
Yeah,
from
but,
you.
Yeah, but, I mean, you don't tell her it's from me. You say it's
on
the house.
Okay.
You know
okay,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, huh?
Yeah, see, right there, we're on the same level. The other thing was, I was going to pay the band if they could have, a slow dance song. Like they play, Keep With the
Stars.
Oh,
yeah. We can't mandate anything that the band
says. Oh, you don't have to mandate. You just put in a good word for me. You know what I mean?
What, are you guys coming in tonight or what?
Tonight, I got a course out. And, it's kind of like prom night, except I never went to prom.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? You remember that Officer and a Gentleman?
They had
that song, Lift Us Up Where We Belong. And they could play that. You know what I'm saying? They got lights. You got this.
This is a hip hop band, honey.
Maybe they could play R. Kelly or something.
But what they can do is maybe we can ask them if they could just dedicate a song.
This is
for you.
Do they have low lighting? So it's romantic.
Yeah. Well,
glitter.
There's not a whole lot that's romantic about a hip hop band,
Yeah, but everybody's got a soft side. Okay, well, she likes hip hop though.
Okay, so is she coming in tonight?
Yeah, we're coming in about,
Okay, now, do you both have valid ID?
Oh, yeah. She's about, 35.
Okay, what's your name?
I'm 20. My name is Richie Randall.
Richie?
Yeah. And
Richie Randall.
Yeah. I got I got braces and glasses. You'll see me. I got brown hair. You'll know who it is. And then,
got brown hair and you got braces and you're wasted.
No. What do you mean I'm wasted?
Well, you sound like you are.
No, that's just the way I talk.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Some people,
okay.
I'm a little crazy,
honey.
Sometimes.
Okay, so you got brown hair and you've got braces.
I'm going to be wearing a bow tie.
And
so
you're
going to
be wearing
a
bow tie. Okay.
Yeah.
And then her name is?
Her name is Francine.
Francine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like an old-fashioned name. She has blonde hair. She's a little big, but it's okay. I don't look at that sort of thing.
Well, you're talking to the queen of big. Francine.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
So,
cool.
You want to have the house, quote-unquote, have the house buy her beer. And then you're going to put this on your card, right?
Yeah. I'm going to pay cash, actually.
Her a drink.
Well, both of us.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Both of us should drink. I know you'll say, hey, you know what I'm saying? He's a great guy, swell guy, and this one's on the house. You're a beautiful couple.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Not something too crazy. I'm not trying to do anything crazy, but, I just think, I need a little help every now and then. I don't get many dates these days.
Okay. Alrighty. So, the people that are working behind the bar, I'm going to tell them what's going on, and that you're going to go ahead and when we have a self-service bar.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that you have to come up to the bar to order.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, we'll just go up there to order. Yeah, of course.
And so what you should do is just take a piece of paper and say, I'm Richie Randall. I want to, buy the drink. Just say that. Put it in a piece of paper and fold it up and give it to the bartender when you place an order. And then I'll let the two bartenders know what's going down. And then they can bring another drink to Francine then. And say, this is for you because you're special.
Oh.
Is that okay?
Oh, that's great. I appreciate it. I'm not trying
honey.
To do any harms, but
Okay.
I mean,
you
that's
got it.
Great.
So write a note.
Okay.
It says, I want to buy and name the kind of drink that you want the bartender to fix for Francine, and then just slide it along with your money so that they know what to do.
Oh, that's great. You know what I'm saying?
And then,
I mean,
and then one of them will bring the drink out to her, which is kind of special since we're just a service bar.
Oh, wow.
And put it at the table. Okay?
Oh, that's great. I appreciate it. What's your name again?
My name's Anita, and we're looking forward to seeing you later.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, honey.
It.
Hope right, you
bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Because you're special.
You know what's great, dude? Like, you know what's great about that?
What?
Is that that woman, like, understood that somebody needs to get laid.
To place a call, press 1.
Let me clear that real quick. Yeah, she was really, she was like, okay, all right, no problem.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that was like, you know, the woman was like, hey, you know, this guy wants to get laid, and he's not an asshole, and he just wants, he's got some fat broad he's bringing over, just wants to bang her. I mean, isn't that great, dude? I love America.
That's funny that when that your whole story, like, oh, it's you again, you know, make it like he's some kind of like local regular celebrity kind of guy.
Yeah, like you know how funny it would be, like, for that hip hop band to be like, yo, bitches, this is about, you know, so they play like R. Kelly. I don't see nothing wrong
with
a little bump and grind.
And it's some dorky looking white guy with glasses and all this.
And a bow tie.
Yeah, thank you there, girl.
I get up and like, hey, I want to say these guys are really sad. Great season of my life.
Yo, it's a, yo, this was out for Richie. What's his name? Richie,
Richie
Rollins.
Randall.
Oh, man.
It almost makes me, like, if I was in the area, I would get abroad real quick.
And go and do it, right?
And, like, go and do it. Like, get some glasses and a bow tie. Like, I don't know where the fuck I'd find a bow tie at this hour, but.
Yeah, that'd be kind of short notice to find a bow tie.
That was pretty good. It was more of a, like, I don't know. That made me have faith in America, I tell you what.
I have hope for faith. All right, man. Thanks for calling, Rick.
That was good, man. I have to get a show. I like that one, the Toll House one, but I don't know.
Hey, what's this one that one kid was talking about where you were talking about building a bridge with love to London? I don't remember
I remember part of it. It was like I called up some British guy, and we were taking jabs at each other's country. Okay. And it was pretty funny. I said, I was like trying to, we're building a tunnel or some shit. To America, build a bridge. It was so fucking stupid. I don't even remember, but yeah, it was. I guess some of these pranks are pretty. I didn't even think about some of them. They're pretty funny.
Yeah, it's funny to go back and listen to them after a while, and you're like, hey, wait a minute, that was pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Rack. Thanks for calling, bro.
All right, thank you all.
Man.
Take
all
care.
Right, peace out.
Bye.
It's cool. I was Rack Lute on the line, having fun. That was funny. That character. Richie Randall. Love it. All right, everybody, we're back. Who's here still? Milkman? Tuck? You guys here?
Yes. Hello.
I'd give out the toll. I'd give out the toll-free line, but it's just not. It's not working. Let me see if Will might want to call in here. I haven't talked to Will in a while. I forgot the new phone number already. That sucks. There's no toll-free line. Hopefully that's fixed by Thursday, you know? This show is not the same if we can't have people call in. I'll do my best tonight, but... No. Come Thursday, we gotta have that toll-free line working, you know? Everybody loves the toll-free line. It's something we do here that no one else does. And if anybody else starts using a toll-free line, you can consider them that they're copying the superior product, Madhouse Radio. Carlito in the mouth. Fucking phone won't hang up.
Rip off.
Yep. Well, you know, everybody rips me off. Everybody copies me, and then they don't give me credit.
Okay, fuck it.
Kidding. Look at that. You know what?
The club.
Milkman, you know what we missed here? We missed an opportunity. Reclude was on the line. We have a number for Bruno Vega Santiago in Puerto Rico. That would have been good. Crap. That would have been so awesome to call Bruno Vega Santiago. Let me give Bruno Vega Santiago a call.
I don't think it's going to work at all. Going once, going twice.
Going to hang there.
And no sale.
Going once, going twice, no sale, everybody. That was not a successful prank call. And whatever, you live when you live.
Well,
you know what I saw today? This afternoon, I had the privilege, or the disprivilege, I guess, of watching that movie, No Country for Old Men. I finally got around to watching it. I didn't understand it. It was a good movie. It had some cool action and really cool filming, but the ending didn't make any sense. The whole thing itself kind of didn't make any sense to me. No Country for Old Men. It's a fun movie to watch, but it was a fun movie to watch, but I didn't consider it like the, the classic that it was made out to be by, you know, by the critics. I didn't see that part of it. And the ending absolutely made no sense to me.
I haven't watched it either, so.
Yeah, well, when you do, it's worthwhile. It's not a bad movie, but it's just, like, it's not the whole thing that everyone made it out to be. But I recommend it. I'd watch it, so it was kind of cool to see.
It wasn't what you thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, because everyone hyped it up to be, like, this really good movie, and it just wasn't. I don't know. You know, this is not a country for old men, is what Delta Steve's. And what is that? Where did that come from? What does that mean? No country for old men. I didn't get it. Anyway, Hollywood says get death sentence. Anyway, I have Atonement over there. Athena wanted me to get Atonement. I just got my Netflix account reopened. I used to have one about 2 years ago. I got it closed because I was receiving them and not watching them. And I got bored with it, so I stopped. And I decided to get a new reopen my Netflix account. And I set up a new queue. And for the queue, I basically went to the last 2 years of Academy Award nominees. And I picked the ones that I hadn't seen yet. And sure enough, that one, I guess Juno isn't out on video yet, on DVD rather. When it does, I'll be watching that, because I've heard it's nominated a lot. And I got this other movie called Children of Men, which I've been wanting to watch for a while. Children of Men, it's about apparently where the world, no babies can be born, like the entire human race is infertile, and it's slowly dying out, and there's like one kid who's still, you know, one woman who's pregnant, and there's this big thing about it. I don't know. It looks really cool. It's set like in a dystopian future, like 20 years in the future. It's really cool. I'm gonna check that out. You're gonna watch that when I sign out of here tonight, which we will see when that is exactly. Anyway, I really wish people could call in right now. I wish Ted was around. That'd be kind of fun to do some conferences. Stuff like that.
Where's Ted? Is he playing hockey or a therapist, or he's got his wife bitching at him?
Wife, or is getting another vasectomy or something, or maybe he's writing his thesis paper or something.
I don't know.
Something.
Could be.
Yeah. Who knows? Anyway, so we couldn't do Bruno Vega.
But, you know, he could be, or he could just be in Vitrilla wowing.
Wowing it up.
With a wizard treading in water.
And that reminds me, I might take the WoW plunge this weekend, tomorrow. I might actually go and buy WoW and subscribe.
Yeah.
I might actually do it, ladies and gentlemen.
Just to see what the fuck it's all about.
Yeah, just to kind of, I'm going to try to promote Madhouse in there. That'd be something. Yeah, I'm playing WoW so I can promote my radio show.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a bunch of kids listening. Like, I don't already have that already. Hollywood says, do we still have the Ventrilo pranks? Hey, I could play some Ventrilo pranks. I could. I think I do. I think Ted had sent me some. What about Madhouse pranks? What else did we mention that we wanted to listen to? Stool sample? We want to hear that? Or anything at all? Anything old? Gentlemen, anything? Milkman? Is Milkman around? He's not even talking.
You can play the Stool Sample Trilogy if you want to.
I could. Right, I'm gonna start off with the Stool Sample Trilogy.
You
want
to take a break? You can run that and get you take a pee or a brewski or something.
Yeah, let me go get a drink. Not alcoholic drink. I'm not much of a drinker anymore. I had that, you know, part of my life for a while, but I'm gonna use the restroom and make a sandwich, I think. So I'm going to take a break here real quick.
You were sipping straw out of the barrel a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
That beer barrel thing.
I didn't like it. It didn't give me a good feeling.
That was just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago. But ever since then, I haven't really drunk after that at all. I don't really feel up to it, you know? All right, anyway.
That's the cure.
Let me recharge myself and see if we can find out where Milkman is, because he's not even talking. And we got a lot of numbers left here. Rumblefish, Caesar's Resort is in the house. Busty Girls in Denver, Colorado. You see, things are looking up here. All right, everybody, let's take a break. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes. And we'll... We'll do some more prank calls. Just a moment, everybody. A moment. It's almost Easter.
Radio will be back right after this.
About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yeah, he's a long way of Tampa, Puerto Rico.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
I am bisexual. I'm
1970 something, nigga. I don't sweat to date. My mom was late, so I had to plan my escape out the skins in this
God damn, Notorious B.I.G. was like a really black man. Like, as far as blackness is, it was like Africa black. It was like darkest Africa black. You guys should look into that. Excuse me. Madhouse Radio is back. It's Carlito, Milkman, I think, and Tuck. Carlito, Milkman, and Tuck. Tuck, are you here at least? Can you communicate at least, man? That's not a good sign.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now. Where have you been for the last...
You can hear me. I'm on mute still.
You've been off of mute for the last half hour. We've been calling you. We even took a break. And I called you at your cell phone, and Sweet Kisses called your room. Where were you?
I was partying, man.
Yeah.
I was partying in the madhouse with my boys here at the mouth.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Hey, hold on. Somebody wants to say hello.
Hello.
Say hello to everybody out there. Say hello to everybody out there. They can hear you, but you can't hear them. Say hello, James.
Hello, everybody.
On the Madhouse. You're live on 98.6 The Mouth. Madhouse.
98.6.
Yeah, man. Hey, we got a bunch of people in there tonight. Lonesome Loser, me, Nunu, Carlito, Megan's in there, Ellie, Sweet Kisses, MST3 Clay. We got a bunch of people in there.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
Please.
Yeah, baby. All right, man. I'm gonna close the mic up here.
Okay,
I'm back, man.
Who was that? Was that James Nefarious?
I was going to check in, let you know I was saying hello to my partner there, man. That's James Nefarious for all of you old-timers out there.
Wow,
he's out there in listener land right now.
Wow, we haven't heard from him in a long time. That's good, man. That's cool. That's awesome, man. That's one of the old-time listeners. We haven't heard from him in a while, so that's good. Thanks, man.
Yeah, he was actually around back when the big original Calamity went down with the ass hat and all that stuff. Remember?
The ass hat minute. That's right.
Yeah, he was one of the listeners that was involved in that point in time.
Yeah. How about we delve back into the past of Madhouse and listen to a segment from a very old show? Let's try that.
Yeah, okay. Hey, let's do that, man. Let's take a small time warp here so some of our friends out there can re-experience some good laughs and introduce some of our newer friends to some of the exploits and antics of past going on here in the Madhouse.
Let me see. Warm up,
Big Daddy.
All right, let's see if I can find something here from way back in the day. Someone was asking the other day for something from the here's one. You remember what I consider to be the worst show ever in the history of this show?
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah, those kids were there that night.
Those rapping people. You remember that shit?
Yeah, it was like episode 5, and you guys were really drunk that night.
It was episode 3, as a matter of fact.
Okay, it was 3 or 5. I couldn't remember.
I won't even allude to where it is. You don't know what we're talking about. This is the only concert he's doing right now.
Okay, I got it. No problem. I'm gonna get okay. On it right away. That's the next song I'm gonna do right now. America's Georgia, you're on the Madhouse.
What's up, man?
How you doing there? Who is this?
What's going on? This is Justin.
Justin, what's up, Justin? In the how you get a number out of NO period, but whatever.
Fuck. Oh well.
Hello.
I see it.
Who's this? Hello, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who is this? Dude, you gotta be ready. Come on, who is this?
This is Jupe.
Oh, Jupe. What's up, Jupe?
That's Jupe? Oh my god. He sounds like he's 5.
Nothing.
How you doing there, Jupe?
I'm doing good. How are you, Carlito?
I'm good. Do you like the color green, Jupe?
What? I like
that. Is that your favorite color?
I'm partial to blue.
To blue? I think green. You have a lot of green in your avatar in the forums. That's why I'm asking.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, that was a boring show. That's Milkman's favorite show. He walked out of that show, as a matter of fact. Remember that, Milkman, you walked out of the show? That was funny.
I didn't walk out. I was just thoroughly disgusted. I had to back up. The quality just wasn't there. But, hey, you know how things go. We got those nights. We got those off nights. But, hey, man, mm-hmm. We rebounded, and we became the new improved 98.6 in the mouth eventually.
All right, let's listen to the first episode ever.
Okay, obviously I'm fucking broadcasting like 1 minute to the future here. What's up, everybody? This is Carlito. And you're in the Madhouse. Thank you for bearing with me. This is mostly like a sound check to do at least an hour, well, more like an hour and a half of radio today. Tonight, rather. And I thank you all for joining in. I have no idea how many people are listening. I hear from KDK that I had about 61 customers here right when I kicked in with the show intro, so if I can get the radial toolbox here working out properly, I at least know how many people are out there listening. But I see a few of you in chat, and I thank you for joining. If you are listening and you're not in chat, I highly advise you join. You're going to be missing out on a lot. And our chat room is hosted at pcuradio.com, which is the official website for PCU Radio, of course.
Yeah, nothing's changed, huh? Same old show. Let's take another. Let's try October 13th. No, we played that recently here.
That was hilarious, dude.
Here's part 3 of the episode from September 29th of 2005. Let's try that. See what that sounds like.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio.
Yeah.
At HouseLive.com. Time to take them pants off. Carlito is back.
I remember that. The Johnny Cash rejoin jingle.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and Madhouse. The Madhouse is on PCU.
When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
I played that for like a whole year. I don't even know what song this is.
This is Neptune. The beat's all Neptune's. It's interesting, right?
It sounds like old Dre. Really I'm not a big fan of Neptune.
It's some baby face, like boy band, black boy band thing. Milkman, you there?
We got a guest caller calling in.
There's Milkman, a young Milkman talking.
The ice cream cart mafia.
Yeah. I beat my head into the wall after every show. I'm very critical of myself.
The daddy's lying. He's lying.
I'm lying. Okay.
La Costa Nostra.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, thank you very much for calling in.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
The dead.
Later, man.
Take care, D-Day.
The dead calling in September 2005. No. I know there's a lot of prank calls that were really good back then. I had to find them and start editing all of them, one by one.
Yeah, man.
a treasure trove of goodies you just unloaded. You know what? And I could hear my voice.
So following
is it was worse because, you know, that's when I was really sick.
Yeah.
And that's the part of what was going on with my voice. Because remember, like, man, I was like, well, most people don't know, but I had a really terrible respiratory illness for a period of, like, over a year and a half. The old timers remember. I was like, dying, and that's why my voice sounded like this, because I could barely breathe.
Yeah, you're
that's
in pretty bad.
That's why the old milkman used to sound like this.
You're in pretty bad shape.
I was sick all the time, but now I'm the improved milkman, hey, mama.
Yeah, you're in pretty bad shape. All right, let's listen to this piece from September 8th, 2005.
Once again, toll free is 888-278-8509.
See how something I used to give it out so slow back in the day. 888-278.
Calls from Canada. Sean Ward calls the show, and who else is it? Who's the Canadian kid? Randy Dandy? He's Canadian, right? No.
You know, one of those guys in the
North
Shore.
Yeah. You know, in NASA, I bought a...
I'm trying to find a prank, a very old prank here, and I can't find one.
Not to get yelled at. Come through yourself, man. You never...
All right, enough of that. We can work on pranks now. I don't know. Someone requested a prank. The one Hollywood's asking for to play the prank with a kid that was looking at porn on his laptop. What is that? Porn on his laptop.
Also, please play the Queen Mother prank tonight, okay? Will you please play that one?
All right, Queen Mother. Let me get that one ready here. Queen Mother. The Queen Mother's dead. All right, that one's ready. And then we want to play...
That goes out to Nunu, and I love that one.
Oh, the one with the Chris Hansen one. That's
my all-time favorite one.
Children Who Break Up Marriages. That's the one that Hollywood's talking about.
Right. I've got two favorite ones, man. I got two favorite ones. Pasquale and the number one call of 2007, Charlie Patton.
Oh, Charlie Patton and Pasquale. Okay, we can do that. Let's get Pasquale here.
Those are my all-time favorites.
All right.
And Nunu wants to hear the Queen Mother, please.
All right, so I got the Queen Mother. I got Children Who Break Up Marriages ready. We got Where is Pasquale? And the Charlie Patton one, which is long. Let's see, Charlie Patton in the tub. Okay, Charlie's phone in the tub. There we go. That's 10 minutes, 59 seconds long. Okay. All right, first of all, let's get through these here real quick. This is fine. Hey, let's just chill. We don't have to do live calls. Let's do this. Tuck, if you come on. I see Tuck's back in here. Tuck, if you think of any prank calls that we've done in the years that you want us to play, bring it up. All right. Children Who Break Up Marriages. Let's play this now.
Hello?
Oh, that's the wrong one. All right, this is the Queen Mother. Let's do the Queen Mother instead, then.
Hello?
Hello, can I help you?
Listen, I'm from the royal family, and the Queen Mother's coming down. I need your best suite.
Thank
Hello?
You. Yes?
Answer me at once.
I'm answering you, yes?
Address me as Sir.
When?
Sir Royal... Say that.
Who have I spoken to, please?
This is Sir Royal Thomas Phineas.
Yes?
And you will prepare a suite at once at the royal order of the Queen Mother.
Sorry, I haven't got one.
What do you mean you haven't got one?
Out suites are full up.
What? Do you know who you're speaking with?
Yes, but out suites are full.
Listen, this is the Queen we're talking about. There is no such thing as a full suite.
The Queen Mother. The Queen Mother, I'm afraid, is dead.
What?
You told me the Queen Mother. The Queen Mother is dead.
The new Queen Mother, you batty bastard.
Queen Mother. We haven't got a Queen Mother. Tell your facts right first, please.
F.E.O., you poofed up.
The Queen Mother died in 2002, record. Was it a 2001 or 2000?
All right, that's the Queen Mother with Reglue. That's cool. That's a fun one. All right. I just heard that one.
The following is...
Right, let me try to find Children Who Break Up Marriages. I can't find it here for some reason. This sucks. There we go.
Huh?
Yes, hi.
Are you friends with 18 Blondie?
No.
Like, how do you know 18? Is this KGN?
No.
This isn't the KGN dude, because I found out on Good Word that you were talking to my girl on the chat room.
No.
My boys saw you give out your number to 18 Blondie. That's
what chat room? Because I don't go on chat rooms.
Fucking web chat room, man.
No, I haven't. I don't go on those.
How long have you known that my girl's been doing porno shit on the webcam, man? Are you the dude that started it up?
No, I don't know anything about this, man.
Because I know if you're the guy that's running his website, so help me God, man. When I put the lawsuit that I'm going to put on you.
Dude, hey, could you please listen to me?
Hey, Jackass, okay. I'm calling the shots, all right?
Okay, can I please say something? I know nothing about a webcam site or anything, okay? I did not go on there. Somebody could have put my number on there. I did not, okay? I'm 15. I did not go on there, okay? Can you please trust me?
Well, I've traced your IP address. We got the proof on your IP, man. Like,
I saw
her doing something on the video cam.
What kind of...
dildo shit where I don't know where she got that. Are you the guy that bought it for her? Because she said some guy online bought it for her. And I look at the screen, and you're there giving her this phone number, telling her to call you.
No. Well, I what happened, I know what you're talking about, but it was not me, okay? It was on my computer, but it was not me, okay?
It wasn't you.
It was not me, but I don't know who it is, but I can...
Her,
no, I can... Can I explain? What happened? I was at school with my laptop, and somebody got a hold of my laptop. I don't know who, okay? And... They knew it was my laptop, and I don't know who it was, but they started giving... another person somebody else called me, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on, and they gave out my number to a whole bunch of different people, and I'm trying to figure this out. So, you know,
it says
I'm...
right here. Look, listen. It says right here. I want to blank you. Do you like to blank in doggy style? How old
this is
are
from...
you? I want to blank you now. Can I blank you now? Do that. Yes. This is really me. This is really my phone number, and it gives your phone number out right here.
Okay, that's definitely I would. I'd never say something like that.
Sir, I have something to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a show about children who break up marriages.
Okay, well, can I please... Well, I didn't have anything to do with this. I didn't say anything like that. But, you know, I'm trying to find out who's doing this, but...
Do you look up porno... Do you look up porno dirty pictures on the computer machine?
No.
You never have?
I have, but I don't anymore. I did, like...
Stop.
A long time ago with friends, but I don't do it anymore.
With friends? So you got together and looked up porno pictures on the computer?
This is, like, years ago.
This kid is really funny, man. I love this kid.
Together, you looked at it?
Well, we were together, and it was like a pop-up thing.
Because people aren't supposed, people your age aren't supposed to look at porno.
It was a pop-up.
Like, that's like buying cigarettes, son.
It was a pop-up, though. There.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was, but why wasn't your parent filter turned on?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know. Well, you're free to go. I mean, you're here on your own accord. You're free to go.
Okay. Is anything... I mean, am I going to have to go through anything, or...
Well, you're going to be on... I mean, you're part of the report.
Okay.
This is going to be on NBC Radio about predators like yourself who break marriages up on the Internet.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to figure out who this is, and I'm going to talk to him, because, you know.
Well, like I said, I'm at NBC Studios. This is Chris Hansen. And, you know how to get a hold of me, and let me know, but.
Okay, if I find out who it was, I'll call you and let you know what I find out, because I didn't have.
Okay, good job, son. You got it. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to the DA and everything's going to be all right. I don't worry
What's
about
DA?
It. Yeah, the district attorney. I'll talk to the DA. I'll smooth it over to be cool.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm the guy on the TV, so I will work it out. Don't worry about it.
Okay, bye. I got to go. My mom's calling me.
Hey, till I said hi, all right?
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
I got to go. My mom's calling me. Oh, okay, yeah. Sure, yeah.
Tell her I said hi.
Yeah.
Ask her what she's wearing.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
like, oh, okay.
We got a new listener in here tonight, man.
Who's that?
We got a new listener, man. Can you give a shout-out tonight? Say hi to Tack Daddy.
To who? Tack Daddy, all right. What's up, Tack Daddy?
Tack Daddy, yeah. Welcome to the madhouse.
Welcome, Tack Daddy. Welcome, man. All right, Milkman, as promised, here you go. Off the request line, where is Pasquale?
Following is an exclusive
just for you,
favorite.
Milkman.
And thank
you, bro.
Hello?
Hello?
Si.
Hey, Pasquale.
Hey, Pasquale, tu ama, bro.
You son of a bitch, speak English, America.
Yeah, you son of a bitch, you motherfucking, I'm going to speak Spanish.
I know you speak English. I say
you motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
Go ahead,
you
man.
You mother bitch.
Motherfucker, you.
You bitch.
Don't ever call against this point, man.
Mow my lawn. Hey? Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucker.
Why are you so angry? But where's Pasquale?
Hey, fuck you, man.
All right, there you go, Milkman.
Short and sweet. Now wasn't that sweet?
Yeah, that's the first. I know we talked about it before many times, but that's the first prank call ever on this show. There you go.
Love it too, man. It's still one of my favorites.
We got another request here. Carlito and a Dominatrix from last year. This is me and Will.
Press one for a hot girl. Press two for a
dominatrix.
Press three for a beautiful TS with a special
dominatrix.
Or an annoying TV who knows
I gotta call. We'll call the dominatrix, then we're gonna call the transvestite. Hang on. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, who's this?
Can you speak up a little bit? Really hard to speak.
I'm sorry, woman. Good, who's this?
This is Ashley.
Ashley, what's going on?
I'm not sure.
What the fuck are you wearing?
I'm sorry?
What the fuck are you wearing?
I'm not wearing much of anything, really.
Where are you? Are you in a cubicle or are you inside your house?
I'm inside a cubicle.
You're in a cubicle? Well, fuck, can you get naked in your cubicle? How are we going to do this shit, man?
What's the matter?
Were you some kind of are you a dominatrix for real?
Okay.
Are you going to try to push me around? You think you're going to get away with it?
Well,
I want you to get on your fucking knees right now.
That's not really being a dominatrix.
So what? That's how you do it. I'm in charge. You're the dominatrix. Get on your fucking knees, I said.
That's not how a dominatrix.
Yes, it is. I have it right here in the book. Get on your fucking knees, you cunt.
You don't have to talk to me like that.
I can talk however I want. You're my dominatrix, bitch. Get the fuck on your knees.
If I'm a dominatrix, you want, look it up.
Ma'am, I'm paying for this.
What kind of book do you have?
I pay your taxes, you know that?
What kind of book do you have?
It says right here, the Karma Sutra.
You pay taxes?
Yes, I do. I pay your salary and your taxes.
You pay my taxes.
Fuck you, bitch. You fucking dominatrix. Get on your knees and suck it.
You're hilarious, you know that?
Oh, I'm hilarious, huh? Do I make you laugh with my pathetically small penis?
Oh, God. Is that what your problem is?
Yeah, shut up. Go outside. Go outside. Hang up the phone. I command you.
Yeah, like a little three-inch cock.
I command you. Shut the fuck up. I command you to hang up the phone.
You've got a three-inch cock, don't you?
No, I don't. It's four.
Oh, wow. Deal.
I have a 46-inch waist size.
That's really something to be proud of.
My waist size is 46 inches, too, baby. You want it?
No.
You want my 46 inches of gut?
I don't think so.
I got 46 inches of lust right here, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
You know what? You must really be able to see that little 4-inch cock well with your big ass stomach.
I have a floor-length mirror, okay?
Oh, you would need it with that.
You're a fucking dominatrix whore. I'm done with you. I'm done. I got off.
Hey, you're quick, huh?
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up, Mom.
Be sure to visit us online.
Lego is going to be calling in a moment. We haven't talked to Lego in a long time. What's up, Dr. Bro?
Hey, I got one more request. The Sweet Kisses asked if you could do a Deborah Mansfield call. Those are short but sweet.
Oh, play one of the Debbies? Okay,
yeah.
Which one exactly? We'll play the original one, the bus driver one, huh?
That's a funny one, because he does get very happy with the madhouse.
Let me see if I can find her number here, though. Hang on. Not her number, but her prank. Reckless bus driver, all right? That's the one. All right, let's try that.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Hello?
Hey, Debbie?
Yeah?
I'm calling with the Department of Motor Vehicles. How are you?
Yeah, fine.
Good. We need you to come in tomorrow for a driver's assessment. We've received a few complaints on your license plate. We pulled them, and we need you to come in to fill out a driver assessment in order to retain driving privileges by the state.
For my what now?
Your driving privileges are in danger of being revoked. We need you to come in for a alternate driver's assessment tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
For what now? My driver's license?
Your driving privileges are going to be revoked unless you can come in tomorrow and pass your driver's assessment.
I haven't had any problems with my driver's license.
We're actually going to be drawing blood for alcohol.
Bro. Yo, bro. What's up, man? Bro.
What's up, bro? How you doing, Dr. Lego?
What's going on?
Oh, man, just having a good time, man. We've been reminiscing all night tonight, playing old pranks and playing old bits from the show and just remembering old times, man. It's been a good time.
Really? Like, why? What is it, like, is it a year-round up show?
No, just for the shit of it. Just thought I'd go on and we're just, you know, reminiscing, thinking about old times, man. It's been fun. You know what? I should play. Remember the Athena song you made that one time? I have that somewhere.
Yeah, you should play that. What was that? How did that go again?
Athena, why you sucking cocks in Amsterdam? That was fun, man. I was drunk off my ass, yelling in the background, crying.
It was a lot of funny shit.
Yeah,
man.
We've been through a lot, dude. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good, man. I was watching a little bit of Tabitha, and then I saw you guys were on. I figured I'd come by over here.
Oh, but, yeah, Tabitha's on was on tonight, yeah?
Yeah, she was like, yeah, you know, I was checking it out a little bit, but whatever. So,
that's cool.
You know, dude, what I want to tell you, so what's going on? You back on KDK?
No, he's not. PCU is Ted and what's-his-face and Tuck.
Oh, all right. So yeah, KDK's not doing
KDK show has yet? Some fart steam something radio something. Fart steam something something.com. I don't know. Something weird like that.
Fart stream. It sounds like you were broadcasting over there. I don't know.
What's that?
It sounds like you're on fart steam, though.
No, I shouldn't be on fart steam.
I think you are.
Unless he's putting me on there. I don't know.
Fart stream.
No, I'm on, just on PD. If I'm on fart steam, hey, whatever. That's cool.
Okay, right. Ted's got it going on. Tuck's got it going on.
No, KDK has his own station now. KDK said he wanted to do his own thing because he's the best one, and he made his own station called Fart Steam, and he does his own shows, and he plays like old stand-up or something on there. That's all he does.
Whatever. I spoke to him a month ago, and he told me how he inherited millions of dollars, and he doesn't need anybody or something.
Yeah, he's got this weird attitude about himself now. He lost like 20 pounds, and he thinks he's awesome. Something, I don't know. He's a weird guy, but whatever. Best of luck to him, whatever. I mean,
yeah, man. I got nothing against him. I mean, you know, he definitely. It's too bad because I actually kind of like the guy, but fuck
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I kind of like him too, but it's just he's a very disrespectful man. And
yeah.
I felt like for a while that I was carrying, carrying the ship for a while over there with his little project, and I wasn't getting the respect that was due, so I dropped him, you know, on his ass, and sure enough, you know, he's not in the same position he used to be anymore, that's for sure. I'm doing a lot, it's been a lot more positive for me in my show, I think, ever since I left him, you know, left him in his wake. So, yeah, I'm definitely happy without not being involved with KDK anymore like that, because he's just
Yeah, well, dude, when we were with KDK, it was like being a little, like, he's mini Hitler, dude.
Yeah, it was, man. He's got an ego, and, I mean, I think, you know, to do radio, to be a good person in radio, you do have to have an ego.
But not a dick ego.
Yeah, but just don't be a prick to people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta be respect. All respected-like.
That's right. How's the band, the Steel Horse? Is it the Steel Horse Band? Isn't that your band?
Steel Whore Band. We're a bunch of whores that like steel.
Oh, yes.
And we're actually playing Saturday night. I wish you could come.
I wish I could. It's far away, though, for me.
Yeah, it's a fucking ride.
Yeah, cool. Cool, man.
But what's up, man? Like, what other pranks you been playing?
Just old stuff, taking requests. Reclude and me were doing, Reclude was doing pranks for a while,
Reclude.
Live ones.
Reclude in the house.
Reclude was in the house, yeah. I don't know. You want to do a prank, or are you just calling to call in?
I just called them to say, yo, man, you want me to prank someone? I'll prank them. Fuck it.
We can prank someone. I got the bingo club here. That's the last one that was confirmed. It's in Hawaii.
All right.
Want to try that?
I'll fucking...
Got a fucking zit right here. It's not ready yet. It's not ripe yet.
Yeah, you can't push them out when they're...
when they're not ripe.
Yeah, because if you do, then they kind of like shoot back in, and then all the blood and pus goes backwards.
Yeah, it'll poison you. It'll come out somewhere else in another part of the body.
Usually, yeah, if you have like... Seriously, if you've got like one like on your balls and you push it out, it comes out the head of your penis.
Oh, it does, and I get those all the time. I love having a ball sack
cool?
pimples.
You know what's really cool is when you have a big fucking nasty ripe zit on the like on the head of your cock, and you fucking jerk off in your chick's face, and you pop the zit at the same time.
That is very nasty.
And then she doesn't know the difference.
There's no such thing as pimples on your dick. That's herpes or something. That's chlamydia, gonorrhea.
Yeah, whatever it is, dude. You can still shoot it.
You got vaginal warts. Oh, wow, that's nasty.
You can still squeeze them and fucking fly them out at them.
Yeah, Michael, you always bring up those little things, man. That's why I love you. All right, the bingo club. Hang on, Lego. Here's a live call. Hey, who knew we were going to do another live call? Son of a bitch. All right, hang on, Lego.
Call and abusive substance test.
Who are you? Is this legit?
Yes, it is. I'm Jack Masterson with the Department of Motor Vehicles. You've had 3 complaints within the last 72 hours.
3 complaints of what?
Of reckless driving.
No, not me. You got the wrong one.
According to this, if you don't pass this test, we're going to be drawing blood, and you have to do the written test. If you fail, you're going to lose your driving.
Where was I cited for reckless driving?
I'm not allowed to give that information out until you come in tomorrow.
Where was I? This doesn't sound legitimate to me, so I'll just contact the representative or somebody.
It's online Donkey Kong.
Bingo Club?
Yeah, Bingo Club, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm breathing. I got a pulse. I'm limp as a plant, but what could I do? Listen, here's the situation. My grandma, she's old and everything, and we're trying to get her situated. We're trying to get her into some different activities. Do you think the Bingo Club would be good for her?
Yeah, that's good. But, you know, in this place, it's too fast.
Yeah, no,
they play like every game.
Yeah, no, you know what? She knows how to count cards. I mean, she was big in Vegas a few years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, she got beat up by some bouncers over there because she was counting cards and everything. I mean, I think she'd be really good at bingo because, you know, she's missing a hand, but she can still, you know, she can still use her other hand.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah, I think she can do it, yeah.
Do you think, you know, she's also into, like, gangbangs and shit. I mean, you think she could hook up over there?
Yeah.
All right, cool. You know what? My grandmother is actually here. She wanted to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay, that's fine.
Let me put her on the phone. Hey, Grandma!
Okay, that's fine.
She's just clearing her throat. Hold on.
Okay.
Grandma, come on. I thought you had got that pubic hair out. Come on. She's got a very deep voice.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Hello, dear. Hello, dear.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing, dear?
Good, thank you.
This is Jill Rosenthal. Cancer has claimed my larynx.
Uh-huh.
Me and my husband, Ed, are coming in. And we need 2 of your finest seats.
How can I help you?
How are you doing, dear?
I'm fine, thank you.
Listen, sir, you know, I forgot to tell you. She was in a, she drives a convertible. in a few years ago, and they had a, you know, she was driving, and there was a truck in front of her, and she was decapitated. They were able to put it back on, but she's got a little bit of a, what do you call that? She had to get a colonoscopy of the mouth, you know, the whole thing.
I had larynxitis.
Okay.
I rear-ended a truck carrying a bunch of chickens, and one of the chickens went flying through the windshield and right into my neck.
Oh, okay.
So she got a beakiotomy.
Oh, okay.
So now I speak through a beak in my throat.
Listen, sir, what is your name, sir?
My name is Ronaldo.
Oh, Renato, yeah, but my name is Jose. How you doing? Listen, when she comes in there,
I'm Jose.
Is it okay if she brings her? She's got a bird. Is it okay if she brings a bird?
No, I don't think so. They don't have to.
Well, Renato. The bird is dead. It's dead, and she stuffed it, and it just sits on her shoulder. It's not real. It's not alive or anything. I mean, it won't shit around or anything over there. You know.
Yeah, okay, hold on, okay?
Well, let me ask you a question, all right? Let me ask you this question.
Oh,
when you fuck your wife in the ass...
Lego, we're on hold.
We're on hold.
Yeah, we're on hold. Oh, they got the same beep I got.
It was going good for a minute. Katie K is definitely the king of Jill Rosenthal.
Yeah, he is.
He was pretty funny with it, though.
I wasn't. I just started hacking and coughing. I didn't know what else to do. I can't get rid of this cough, Lego.
Dude, you think the guy's coming back?
We'll give it a second. Alright, Lego, I'm going to clear it.
Alright. Sorry, dude. I did my best.
It was fun, man. That guy was kind of... He sounds like he's got something in his cheeks. You know that? You know people that talk like that? Like... Like the notorious
you know,
Biggie Smalls.
Kind of like Vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro. All right, Lego, thanks for calling in, man. It's
hey,
always...
man, Carlito, you know there's a lot of love for you, man.
Yeah,
you
likewise.
I'm big respect for one of the best prank callers in the internet industry ever.
Both sides of the table. Hey, man, big show next May. You still down?
Dude, I'm down. You let me know when it is, man. All
right.
Fucking bring my tools.
It'll be May 28th of 2009.
Dude, you just keep me posted and let's really make the plans beforehand.
I will post you kept. All right.
All
goodbye.
Right. All right, everybody. Have a good night, man.
Everybody, good night.
Everybody, hope you enjoyed Lego.
Yeah. Dr. fucking Lego.
All right, anyway.
Hey, can you see your G-Talk?
I see it. I'm gonna recap the reckless. I'm recapping this prank. All right, hang on. Let me recap this prank for everybody. We're going back. Not from the top, but I went back about 30 seconds here for everybody.
I'm not allowed to give that information out until you come in tomorrow.
Where was I? This doesn't sound legitimate to me. So I'll just contact the state representative or somebody.
Well, he can't help you.
I had a call at 10 minutes to 12.
You can call your
something like this.
You can call your lawyer. You can call your pastor. It doesn't matter. But if you don't come in tomorrow, you better not be driving.
Where was I reckless driving at?
Down the highway, the interstate, interstate, Maine.
Where?
We got you on camera also.
What is my license number?
Ma'am, I can't get that out over the phone. You know that.
You know what? You may be a mass murderer or anybody else. You just don't have to take me to court to do what you got to do.
What's the big deal?
At 10 minutes to 12 tonight, you going to call me, you Jack Masterson, and you can't tell me what I've done.
You were down I-70 and I-0, ma'am. You were tracked by the cameras at the intersections.
In what kind of car?
Man, I don't have the color of your car. I don't have time
to
do that.
I drive a school bus, so was it on my job or in my car?
It was a yellow bus.
No, and you know what? You got me wrong there because I don't use interstate on my run.
Oh, really?
No, I don't.
Well, not according to this information here.
Not on the interstate. I'm not on interstate in my bus. My route is in the city street.
Let me ask you a question. Would you pass a drug test if we were to ask you to do that right now?
Oh, yes. I don't do drugs, and I do do alcohol. And, you know, you can call the hospital and the hospital where I am treated.
Well, that's not what
I do not do drugs.
Well, that's not what your pastor says.
What pastor?
Your pastor of the church and your parole officer.
I ain't got no pastor, no parole officer. I tell you, you got the wrong Deborah.
God damn it, woman. Don't you talk to me like that.
Well, goddamn it, don't you call my house no more. And you better not let me find out who you are. You crazy ass something. You better get off the phone, because I'm going to call the real damn police.
All right, there we go. Debbie Mansfield, the reckless bus driver. Yay, that was fun. All right, let's play one here called Chinese Contraband Store.
Sorry.
And we chills for real, everybody.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello?
What kind of way is that to answer the phone? Hello?
Yeah.
Are you attentive?
Excuse me?
Are you attentive? Attention. Sir.
Yes.
Is this the liquor place?
That liquor store.
This is the liquor space? Hello?
Yeah.
Liquor space. This is the liquor space.
That liquor store.
Liquor store. Good. Do you have attention?
Oh, what attention?
Are you at attention, sir? Do you have... Make attention, please. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Do you have pony kegs?
I don't want to understand it.
God, what are you, Dinky Dow? Do you have pony kegs, man?
Pony kegs?
Yeah, pony keg, man. You know, keg of beer? Do you got kegs?
Oh, keg of beer, right?
Oh, fuck. A big barrel of beer, man.
No, I don't have it.
What's the biggest beer size you got? I need as much beer as possible, man.
I have 20 pack only.
20 pack?
Yeah.
What is it of?
20 pack bottle.
Okay, yeah, well, what's the brew? What's the brand? What's the make and model?
Bud White, Bud Light. Yes.
Give it to me, come on. Tell me the truth about it, though. Where's the secret keg, huh? I heard you had some Chinese bamboo rum back there you're making in the stills. That's what I want, the good shit, you know what I mean? You got some fireworks? Hello?
I'm sorry. I don't want to understand what you're saying.
What about bootleg DVDs, man?
I'm sorry, I don't want to understand what you're saying.
Can I get a Fendi bag? Sir? Jesus Christ. You got any bootleg Pokemon cards?
Pokemon cards?
You got any bootleg Pokemon cards, man?
I'm sorry, okay?
I want some bootleg Charmanders.
Bye.
Son of a bitch. Come on, man. I got kids to get through college. All right. That is what it is.
Yes, it is, Carlito. That is what it is. Or should I say, it was what it was.
Hi, man.
Thank you.
Hi.
Meet Paris.
Hi,
me farted.
By the way, this is Christina.
Hi.
Yeah!
Okay, and we continue. Any other requests, gentlemen? Or who's the gentleman, I guess? All we got left is Milkman. No one else. Just the Milkman here right now. I don't even think Milkman's talking. I don't know what else to play here. That call that I just played now is only available in the forums, the Madhouse forums. So be sure to go to the Madhouse forums and register if you haven't yet, and join the community there. We're having fun. There's a lot of cool stuff out there. I would like for everybody who's listening tonight to please make an effort to tune into the forums. I'm going to end the show now. It's been fun. We had a regularly did some pranks. We played some old classic stuff. It's mostly a test of the stability of the new phone line, and I say it came through pretty well. I did notice, I don't know, you know, for all you technophiles who like this show, who listen, I did notice that the sound itself of the phone line was a lot clearer, like other people were a lot easier to hear. You know, the people I was calling on the other end of the line were coming through a lot clearer than with the other phone line, which is good. The one thing we did notice, of course, is the toll-free line isn't routing yet. Unless you're local in my area code here in 407, you can't get through on the toll-free line, but that should regulate itself in about 3 days. So the toll-free line should be working again. I'll keep an eye on that. And then this phone here needs to be replaced, because if I move it, sometimes it gets a very bad staticky problem. And I only paid like $8 for this phone, so I need to buy like a nicer one with caller ID on it. But yeah, that's that. That's the phone. And that's what the show was, and hey, we had fun, right? So we can't complain.
My child, this is Mr. Patton.
I'm gonna head out of here while I play this last call per Milkman's request. It's 10 minutes, 59 seconds long. It's a classic, though. This is Charlie Patton, Charlie's Phone in the Tub. This is we have another call with him as well, which is the we call them again afterwards, and that's all available at the website at madhouselive.com. But hey, anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good weekend. Happy Easter. We'll catch you on Thursday, this coming Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
My child,
I'm sure you knew that already, though. Goodbye.
Hi, my name is Father McQuartus. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Thank you very much.
God bless you, sir.
The best I can be.
I understand. One of the sisters here told us to maybe give you a call. It says you only have a little bit of time left to live, and we wanted to know if we could do anything for you.
Yes, that's true. I got cancer all over me.
All over you?
It's up on the... between the fifth and first vertebrae in my neck, and it's down in my left lung.
It's in your lung now?
Yeah, my left one.
I have it down here that it's in your...
lung, my kidney.
Your...
My left lung started in my left lung.
Uh-huh.
And it went up to my neck. It's on my spinal cord from my fifth to the first vertebrae. And... Now, it's in my left kidney.
It's in your kidney now?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus. So how long have you had this now, my son?
Well, a year. Last March. It's going on 2 years now.
Okay. What have you done? Have you seen the doctor? What has he said?
Well, my family physician does not want to give me a definite date. Because he's a Christian, you know, and I said, Doc, I said, I got to know something. I said, it's driving me up the wall. So he says, well, Charlie, he says, between 3 to 6 months or maybe a year.
Okay, so it could be as soon as 4 to 6 months and as late as a year that you could pass away to the light.
Yeah.
Do you want to stay?
The way I deal with it, I can't deal with it straight on. The way I deal with it is being happy, keeping people happy around me, knowing that the good Lord will take me home when it's time. See, I got to say I'm too ornery for the devil, and God's not ready for me yet. And, you know, I've got to cut up about it because... straight head on, I can't deal with it.
Now, what caused this? Do you know? Did you work around pesticides or something?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Did you work around pesticides? What exactly caused this cancer?
Severe headaches. I get severe headaches, and a lot of pain. But I just leave it in God's hands.
You leave it in God's hands.
Yeah.
Well, you know, God. God only helps those who help themselves.
I know it. I do help myself.
But I was here.
I am trying to help myself. That's why. I try to keep people happy around me. You know, I meet no stranger. You know, and I don't pray for myself. I pray for others.
Oh, well, you should pray for yourself. I tell you, my child, I was praying for myself here with the Bible, and it fell from my hands. And that is a horrible sign, but it opened on this scripture, and the TV turned on, and I had a vision of calling you, my child, and I think the good Lord has put you in my hands, and I'm ready to heal thee.
Well, I hope and pray so, because I tell you, whoever told you must really know me, because that's what we do. We pray for each other.
It's just the sister here at the parish said that I should call you, and we had a divine inspiration.
Do you want to be healed now? Can we pray for you real quickly over the phone? I promise it will not take much of your time.
Oh, good Lord, the heavens, yes.
Okay. Do you have a cordless phone?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. We're going to go into the bathroom, and I need you to draw a bath, put some water in the bathtub, and we're going to make some holy water.
Okay, just give me a second.
Okay.
Take me a minute to get in there.
Of course.
Because every time I take a step, pain shooting up.
Is pain shooting?
Yeah, pain shoots up in my neck.
For your neck?
My head.
Oh, Lord. Well, we'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go ahead and turn the shower and don't make it too cold, not too hot. Halfway in between.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Can you put the phone a little closer to it so I can get close to it, please?
Do what?
Okay. I need you to, when I say so, I need you to put your right hand out.
Right.
Towards the water.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready to pray, my son?
Okay.
Okay, I need you to say very loud, in the name of God and Lord Jesus. Sir?
I can't hear you.
I need you to say, in the name of God and Lord Jesus.
And the Lord God, name Jesus.
You're saying it wrong. In the name of Lord God Jesus.
In the name of Lord God Jesus.
I make this water holy.
I make this water holy.
Now splash your hand in the water.
Okay.
Okay. Now, go ahead and stand in the shower.
Yes.
Okay, are you standing in the shower?
No, I'm by the bathtub. I mean, not the tub, but the sink, because my shower, it's got a chair and stuff in it, and I'm still dressed.
You're still dressed?
Yeah, I got some evening clothing on.
Okay. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I need you to take the phone and throw it into the shower, but do not go in with it, but just put it inside the water.
The phone?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Is the water on? Hello? Hello, sir? My child, come back.
I'm here.
Okay. Is there any water in the tub?
Yeah. I'll put more.
No, you need to fill it up. Okay. What is the phone exactly now?
It's right in the center.
In the center?
Yes.
In the center of what? Of the bathtub?
The water spacing.
Okay. And how much water is in there?
It's up to the top.
Up to the top. Okay, what I'm telling you is to put the phone inside the tub with the waters.
I'll put the phone inside the water.
Yes, do not go inside, but just...
Phone, wouldn't it?
No. It is holy water. It won't do anything. Put the phone in the water.
Okay.
Okay.
Here it goes.
Okay.
I think he just fucked his phone up.
You did it.
Some people are just born.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. He did throw it in there, though. That's funny. Are you sure that guy isn't dying, man? I'm going to hell.
Yeah, you are.
He has had so many different fake hypochondriac diseases and fears.
This is Charlie. I'm talking to you over the loudspeaker.
What happened to the phone?
It's dead.
Okay. Are you feeling any better yet?
Yes.
Are you feeling better? Sir?
Go ahead. I can I hear you now.
Well, are you feeling better yet?
I feel better, yeah, but I just can't figure out why the battery, I mean, my hand section went dead on me.
Oh, no, that's the power of Jesus came through the phone.
Yeah.
We sacrificed the phone, but...
I've done exactly what you said, and I believe.
Okay.
I believed in the leap of faith.
Great. Well, good. Well, look, make sure that you take the phone out of there.
It's out.
It's out? Okay. Well, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you. I'm glad you feel better.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You gonna come down to the parish tomorrow?
Which one? The one Sister Kay goes to my nurse.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I would love to. Well, if I could get up there. If it's not cold out, I can. Ride my chair up there.
Well, great. I was hoping, you know, we could maybe get the donation.
Okay. I'll do everything. Now, you're up on the hill. What section, I mean, what street is it on, please?
You need to come down. You need to make a check out to Our Lady of Cholesterol.
I'm sorry. I did not hear that.
You want to write down, you want to make the money order or check out to Our Lady of Cholesterol.
Right.
Our Lady of Cholesterol.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, sir. God bless you.
Oh, you and your Indian Bhagwan.
Oh,
Indian style. Uh-huh. Now let's walk. English style.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.